USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee is saying it's possible for a preliminary impeachment hearing as early as next week. Speaking at the Capitol, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff of California says his goal is to have the whistleblower testify behind closed doors soon.
And so we've already begun reaching out to witnesses. We're going to be noticing depositions or interviews as soon as next week. We're going to hold hearings as soon as we can.
Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says the whistleblower is out to get the president.
Motivation, there's questions there, and certainly none of his first-hand knowledge. And yet the Democrats are going to move ahead with impeachment after reading that transcript.
In a developing story, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is being subpoenaed for Ukraine documents by the Democratic-led House of Representatives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A House panel is looking into election security. Former NSA official Deborah Plunkett issues a warning about potential threats to the American electoral process.
Intelligence leaders warn of ongoing and escalating interference attempts by multiple foreign actors who view our 2020 elections as an opportunity to advance their interests.
Republicans on the Judiciary Committee were quick to point out that Russia's interference in the 2016 election was under former President Barack Obama. Some movie theaters across the country are taking precautions as a new movie hits the big screen. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Two movie theater chains releasing new policies that will ban masks and face paint at screenings of the new movie Joker. Landmark Theaters and AMC saying they won't permit masks or face paint as they're concerned the Joker movie may inspire violence like the Colorado Theater shooting of 2012.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As weekly protests continue in Hong Kong, Hong Kong's top politician, Carrie Lam, told residents on Thursday that her government has the biggest responsibility to end protests that have crippled the administrative region. Public unrest in Hong Kong is in its 17th week, and a lot of people would argue it's because those people in Hong Kong are looking for their own liberty. Darren Acemoglu is a professor at MIT. He's also the author of a new book titled The Narrow Corridor, State Societies and the Fate of Liberty. We discuss what these Hong Kong protests mean to the people of Hong Kong.
Hong Kong protests are great because not only do we see people really risking life and limb to actively participate in politics and defend their liberty, their future liberty, but you're also seeing that this demand is universal. You know, you hear that so often that in China, people don't want liberty, they want order. But the Hong Kong people have exactly the same culture. They have the same education, the same language, the same sort of history as mainland China. And you see that just about five decades of very different political evolution, and the whole demand for liberty has flourished so strongly. So it shows how universal it is, and it shows that people are going to seek it when the means of doing so are available to them.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.